You don't want no problems, want no problems with me. Just another day, another song, and another show.
Looks like your resume came out to be right, you know.
I try to do it, you know.
Yeah, you didn't lie about the Excel spreadsheet knowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
I know how to create formulas, okay, in Excel.
Come through. I don't know about y'all, but listen, you know, it's the holiday season, and it's time for you to try to, like, rethink a little bit. And if you had a position or a job that's not making you happy, giving you the cheer.
The blues, the holiday blues, not paying you enough, not giving you that incentive that they promised you, you know what I'm saying? Especially during these times with COVID, you know. And you can't even go on the corner to do what you know, what you think you can do.
Oh, what's that?
You know
that?
What I'm saying? It's because it's too cold, dropping it low on
the corner. Trying to make those extra dollars. Yeah. People need some Christmas presents.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I've been, like, thinking, like, man, I am going to be hitting up these online experiences because I normally really do like going shopping during Christmas, but normally at the last minute, probably the week before or the day before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm definitely a last minute person too. So I'm with you on the online thing. I just hope that the UPS and USPS can ship everything on time this year.
Yeah.
Especially when COVID started, you know how mail was like,
Amazon next day was not next day.
FedEx was pissed, just throwing things anywhere.
Take it home.
Yeah, yeah. They were just real mad, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely hoping once a lot of people do the online shopping that does not happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your presence like New Year's.
I've never been the expedited shipper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm not doing that either. That's just too much. I can prepare it earlier. You know,
Well, you know, this is our winter session of IAG Radio Show, and of course, we got the Christmas music coming for you. Yes. If you don't hear, I'm about to let y'all hear this real quickly, okay? Clearly.
Okay.
It's the best time of the year. Lots of laughter and all the cheer.
Okay.
Facts. It is a good time. Like, this is probably, of all the holidays, this is probably, like, my judge.
Oh, for real? Yeah. This is kind of, I guess, one of my favorites, too, even though my birthday is in this month. 2 days after Christmas.
Oh, so, come on, Capricorn!
Representing for Cap. But you know what? It's real messed up that, you know, I only get to, like, either have a birthday.
I heard a little struggle.
I did.
Yeah, you was a little.
You know, saying that, you know, having a birthday during the holiday season is messed up because everyone's broke by the time my birthday comes.
Right. And this time it's like, they broke and COVID lockdown. Yeah, so yeah. But we're gonna have to do something, you know.
You know, by humbug.
We're gonna have to like legit do something special for you. Because you deserve it, Quaylen.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You definitely deserve it. So
yeah, so what I saw on the going through Instagram, Brandy.
Oh, that's your girl. Up,
yeah, my girl
that's
Brandy.
That's your number top five.
Yeah, that's one of my top five.
Yeah. Okay.
She's teaming up with TJ Maxx, Home Goods, and Marshalls.
Well, they all my favorite. My preferred is TJ Maxx.
Oh, for real? I really like Home Goods, but not the ones in this area. Cause
you gotta go to Virginia though, because we don't be having nothing good.
Yeah, for some y'all.
They be trying to fake on the inventory for us. Okay,
but
that's the only thing I go to Virginia for.
Oh, for real? To like do the Home Goods and the Marshalls.
Yeah, the shopping because you know you can't go there for your cars because they charge you tax on your cars. Okay, and they can't drive.
Oh, Virginia, get it together, people. Y'all are the worst drivers in this area. I don't know if they giving away licenses and cereal boxes and tags and cereal boxes, but y'all are just ridiculous.
Jack in the box. Oh, there go your license. Yeah, it's kind of that bad.
But yeah, going back to that, she's doing something called We Carol for a Cause. So it's like you have to do like a carol through the reel of the Instagram with the hashtag Carol for a Cause.
Oh, okay.
And like every one that you do, the stores would donate $10 to Feeding America up to $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so dope. You know, so what song you going
to do? I don't know. Maybe Jingle Bells. I'll probably be your background. What about that?
Not the background. We're going to do jingle bells. Okay, yeah, can you get, I mean, but they should give us a little, like a dollar from the 10.
Yeah. I'll put like $1 from a 10. That would be high.
That would be nice.
We can like write them in and ask them.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that would be, that's kind of dope. And then next thing you know, they have the verses coming up this Saturday between Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
How do you
feel about that?
Yeah. So I feel like Ashanti is an amazing songwriter.
Yeah.
Hands down. But Keisha Cole, like they both have their own like
emotional. I think, yeah, they're both in their own lanes, raw talent.
Yeah.
They're both like very talented with their artistry. Some, I think, a little better than others in certain areas. One's more polished than the other one.
Okay,
to me.
And would that be Ashanti?
Yeah. Okay. I think, but she's come a long way. So, I mean, her beginning was real rocky.
Okay.
And I feel like Keisha Cole in the beginning was like legit, especially with her writing and stuff like that. So it's going to be.
I think Keisha had a different type of team, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I feel that too.
I feel like they wanted Keisha to be like more gutter like, you know.
Yeah. And I definitely feel that for Keisha, though. Like, I definitely like the raw street that she gives on her songs.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm very interested to see how this will play out.
Well, it's going to play out with increased streams, increased revenue. Like, I just think it's still a great marketing tool. And I think that's something that, you know, considering that we're going to have Patrice Coakley on shortly about music business, like, I still think that is the best thing you can do for people who are not touring or not gigging and stuff like
definitely
that.
Definitely a great way for artists to get money and reach their fans.
Get money. Get money.
But yeah, that is like a great tool. And we're definitely going to talk about that with Patrice Coakley for Music Business.
Absolutely. So let's get into some new music.
Yay.
Shout out to Attention. They just dropped a new Christmas project. And it's called, the song we're about to play is called Christmas Times.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, from Attention. If you got a minute, sit back and listen. Here we are the last month of the year, and we know that Christmas is near.
Getting all your savings together now, spreading all the joy and the love around.
It's nothing like being with family on the holidays. No, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Lights and sparkles in your eyes, got a wise man standing on the side talking about
Christmas time.
Oh no, I hope I didn't wait too late to get that present that I seen on eBay, babe. Or was it Amazon? I know that it was online, some type of .com. So did I wait too long?
Please don't tell me everything is sold out.
Sold out.
Nobody really wants to go out. But I gotta keep these presents out. That's what this holiday is all about.
Step up in my house and get a plate. Thank the Lord for letting me see another holiday.
Family just grown.
What was that band?
That was Attention.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's who that was. Yes.
Hey.
Wow. Well, let's welcome Miss Patrice K.
Oakley. Yes.
Okay,
Patrice K.
Okay, hold on. So, Ms. Coakley, we thank you so much for being here on IIG Radio Show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You legitimately are setting the tone for how independent artists should govern themselves accordingly. And you most certainly created the baseline group about ensuring that everything that's behind the scenes is so instrumental. And I think a lot of times the independent artists are not always forthcoming or thoughtful about the business behind the music business,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say thank you so much for making yourself available, creating so many available resources for independent artists to check out. And you know, I had the opportunity to see you at the Writer Workshop of America. And you giving out those facts. I mean, you know, people were in there taking screenshots like, I need every slide she got.
That never gets old to me. Like, I just be so shocked that people are interested in learning about all this stuff. So I thought that was real cool. It was a dope experience.
Absolutely. Like, first of all, it's a dope experience because I feel like in the time of COVID, like, people have nothing to do but to acquire knowledge.
Right.
And then it's like, it seems like the people that normally would never have time to talk to you are available now to convey things to you. And they themselves might be reinventing themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So we just want to say thank you for considering us, you know.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all.
Absolutely.
Like you said about the COVID, so what are some of the trends and changes in the music business that you've seen during COVID?
The biggest one, I mean, it's the most obvious, is the shows. A lot of artists, they want to perform. You know, they're still in the studio, even though sometimes they're not supposed to be, but they'll sneak in there and record and write. But, you know, right now it's like there's no shows going on. And if there are, you know, they'll still perform. Like, I see some shows happening around Chicago, but at the same time, it's like, it's not like what it used to be, you know. So all the big venues are, you know, they're struggling. You know, there's not any paid opportunities when it comes to performing for artists. So I would say that's the biggest one that I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, like, don't most artists get the money from tours and having performing shows?
Yeah.
How is the music business recouping that loss?
They're not.
You signed.
That too.
This is the time to not be signed, apparently.
Exactly. They're not recouping that, honestly. Especially if they don't have an online presence, and especially if they don't have anything that they can actually monetize, like merch or anything else that they may be selling. And, you know, and when I say merch, I just don't mean like t-shirts and CDs, but there's other stuff that people can sell that falls in line with the brand. You know what I'm saying? Headphones or, you know, just anything at this point. Jackets, hoodies.
Skincare, whatever.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, earrings. It's like her. She said, screw these sunglasses. Oh, I need the real glasses. I'm going to start marketing these glasses out here.
Hello? She got glasses, and I saw that she got a deal with, I think it's Fender.
Mm.
one of the guitar companies. So okay. I'm like, you got to do something else.
Right, because yeah. I mean, you think about how much money you accrue, you know, mm-hmm. with touring and just being in venue, and especially the type of artist that she is, you know.
Yeah. But
independent artists, I know that you've given some conversational tools to independent artists thinking about how they can create their own platform mm-hmm. performing, you know, virtually and yeah. being able to monetize or promote that show.
Mm-hmm.
So have you really seen anything successful with that? Do you feel like it's the way to go or nah, Slim?
I think it's the way to go depending on who you are. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Erykah Badu, it worked well for her. But when it comes to the indie artists, it's a little different because they don't have the fan base per se. I mean, if you have a live show, who's going to sign up? Your family, you know, relatives, your friends.
They're going to be your family first. Them hoes be like, oh,
yeah. Let me get a hookup. You got a pass.
The ticket's $10, ho. What about $5?
Right. Exactly. So that's not going to help an artist. Not at all. Not at all.
Speaking of artists and starving as an artist, I know that you on one of your podcasts have talked about, you know, you're going to keep going broke, trying to keep up with all these Instagram experiences, making it seem like, you know, artists that are signed really have a bunch of money when their money is actually loaned to them.
Mm-hmm.
What are some tips that you would give an independent artist in terms of marketing themselves, you know, in this situation? I mean, because you and I had a conversation about how Instagram legitimately chose to redo this whole platform, which in mm-hmm. turn cut off all these daggone hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I used to get at least 75 views. Now I get like 2, you know? Yeah,
and they hit or miss now. They hit or miss because I still use hashtags. And some of my posts have taken off with hashtags, but okay. some others haven't. So I'm like, I don't know what they're doing right now. But yeah, they own something.
The algorithm is tripping.
Big time.
Because the algorithm will trip with your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Big time, yeah.
Artists, because you thrive off of engagement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For me, I had told myself up front, like, Sharice, no matter what, I am not about to pay for followers, right?
Right.
And right. I always seen, we've had this conversation several times on the show about people mm-hmm. who pay for followers. They got like 14,000 followers, but then mm-hmm. 240 views. Like,
right.
something
right.
don't.
That's like buying a car or, you know, financing a car, because you really ain't buying it, but financing a car that you really can't afford just to look good, but then you're gonna have to turn it back in because you can't afford it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the same thing with, you know, buying followers. I am so against that. If anything, I tell artists to run ads, find out who's your audience, target those people. Like, I know I have a big audience in Atlanta. Sometimes I'll run posts just for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just to build up the following and my awareness there, so that way when things do open back up, I'll know people down there and they'll know me, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of, instead of buying that fake facade to look good, no, build your audience, you know, take that money and run some ads. I just set up an ad yesterday for an artist of mine. He released a single. He's not doing much with it, but we have those ads running in the background just to bring more awareness to the track.
Well, you can run me that single so that we can play it here on IAG for sure.
For sure. It's a nice little R&B tune. It's okay. R&B rap, little nice little joint.
Okay.
Get you a little cozy.
Ooh.
Play for your boo.
Little grandma, yay again.
That guy that you represent, he's under the Baseline Group?
Yes, he is. It's Ken the Messenger.
Okay.
Yep, I manage him. I manage him and I administer his publishing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you do administering publishing. You also do like marketing and all of that, right?
I do. You know, I hate saying it because it sounds like I'm all over the place, but I'm not. I do a lot. And one of my mentees has said that before. He was like, Patrice, you're like a walking label. And I'm like, yeah. And that's because it came out of a necessity. It was a need. Okay. Working with artists, I was told, you know, I've talked to, and I've had mentors myself, like big dogs in the industry, like Jeff Robinson. I spoke to him. Dixon, Jeff Dixon, talked to him. He, you know, he worked with Ludacris. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, just talking to these industry veterans, and I'm like, look, I'm trying to, you know, build baseline and all this. And they say, you know what? Yeah, you sound like you got it. Just get you an artist and blow them up. Okay. And I'm like, okay. So here's the thing. When I get an artist, most of them don't have any money. But I believe in their talent. I believe that they got it. And the little that they do have, I'm like, let's use that and build on it. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, I had to fill a lot of roles within their whole infrastructure. And that's how I was able to gain all these skills. So yeah, I can do publishing, admin. I manage, do the marketing. I even do web design and graphics, you know, just to.
Yeah, we need some classes. Okay. We got about $1 so far.
So it's like I do what I can so we can get them to the next level.
Well, you done got to the next level. I mean, I see that you had just put out a tweet about your online courses, and you became flabbergasted by the people who you didn't know who registered for the class. So it's like casting your net out, and it's like you grabbing all types of gems out there.
Man, like, yeah, it was a webinar. It happened last night, and I'm still just like shocked by it, because I'm still getting feedback and tweets and different DMs, and I'm like, this is just dope, you know, because I'm the one where I like to operate behind the scenes, you know. I want to be the puppet master. Let me go, you know, orchestrate the plays in the back. I don't like being in the front. Mm-hmm. So when I do come out and I put out content, it's just dope. You know, it's dope that there's I don't want to say a market, but that there's artists.
Definitely a lane. In general. Everybody needs information. And I think.
Right. But a lot of people aren't receptive to it.
But the way in which you are putting it out there, though. Mm-hmm. Right?
Gotcha. During this time of COVID, like as you said earlier, like this is trying to learn and perfect your craft.
Mm-hmm.
Or who's willing to give that knowledge and share that through social platforms, like I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's definitely cool.
Yeah, it's the bundle package. You know what I'm saying?
The bundle package.
That's exactly what it is. Coin that phrase, okay? TM it, okay?
I got you. But that's what's up, though. That's what's up. I appreciate it.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So let's get into some of these issues that, you know, at least one of my favorite artists in terms of like a rapper, you know, I did the No Problem remix or what have you for Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Look like homeboy is into some Trihibble. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Some Trihibble. Okay. Like, you know, treble and
right.
treble.
I'm gonna use that.
Okay, you try to dig me. Say I was about to jack up that word. Stop playing with me, Slim. So, all right. So, for those who don't know, basically what transpired is Chance the Rapper, as you all don't know by now, is an independent rapper who is a millionaire. And this is kind of a big deal because he's gained notoriety for his music, selling out shows, his own merch, trademarking the number 3 with hats and t-shirts, obtaining a Grammy as an independent artist, which was kind of like an unheard of circumstance.
Yeah.
And so his manager, who was like his best friend, was around him and for the glow of the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
However, something transpired.
Mm-hmm.
And Chance apparently ain't run him his money.
Huh.
And the amount, what is it, like $3 million or $6 million?
It is more than, it's about six.
Okay, yeah.
About $5.5 million. Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, yeah.
like, what?
Exactly.
So he's in the millionarization of payments of that. And so the lawsuit is basically saying that, hey, you didn't pay me for the revenues that you generated from whether merchandising, whether it was previous concerts, whether it was interviews, whether it was just
everything,
deals in general. Mm-hmm. And I think the return on that from Chance is like, well, Slim, you weren't guiding me in the way that you should have been guiding me. And the information that you were providing to me seemed like it conflicted with what I really wanted to do as an artist and me growing. And the response from the manager is like, no, Slim, you choosing not to listen to me and start listening to other people, your mm-hmm. brother and everybody else, and your album flopped.
Yep, that's why your album flopped. Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, how do you feel about this, Patricia?
You know, it's when I first saw it, I was shocked because Chance and Pat, they were like, you know, they were the duo.
They were like this.
Exactly. They
were long enough to even, okay.
Exactly. They were the duo that a lot of us managers looked up to because they were able to get it out the mud, as they say. You know what I'm saying? They were able to build. They stayed independent all these years, and they up there hanging out with Beyonce and Jay-Z just from being independent. So a lot of people in the music industry, no matter what the genre was, looked up to them because of their relationship. So when it happened, me, along with the whole, everybody in the manager, artist community was shocked by it because it's like seeing your favorite couple break up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what happened for that to occur? And then on top of that, the fact that it said that he fired him back in April, here we are in December, like what? And this is just now coming out.
I mean, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, why? But why would he? Like, he's like, it's not like other things where it's like, oh, the manager pimped him.
Right. It's not.
It wasn't. It didn't seem, well, at least from outside in, it didn't seem like it was like that. It looked like they were like friends. Like, what about friends? Yeah. We going to make this money together.
Exactly. They telling each other they love him. I love you, Pat. I love you, Chance. And I'm like, that's unheard of. That's like, you know, it's dope, but at the same time, it's just like, what happened? And that's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. I want
to
know.
What would you consider to be a healthy management to
artists? Like, what's like necessary for artists to look for in managers when trying to find one?
Yeah, you know, I wrote an article a few years ago about that, like what to look for in a manager, and I used a picture of them two in the article. No, right? Because I
relevant and accurate at that time. We're gonna keep it with that.
Exactly. I'm gonna leave it there. I ain't gonna go back and change it. You know, it's gonna stay up. But you know, I would say trust. At the end of the day, that's what it all boils down to, is trust. One thing that they didn't have that I think we all should have as managers and artists and whatnot is a contract, like a written contract. They didn't. It was all a handshake, oral agreement, you know, and it's like, nah, I understand that they boys, you homeboys, or you could be managing a family member or friend, still put it on paper, even if it's a paper towel or something, just write something down that you guys can refer to. I think that's a big thing. But as far as quality, though, to answer your question, what to look for, I would say the trust factor, having that bond and that relationship, because as they say, you're basically, you know, marrying your artist. You know, it's like a marriage. And in a sense, it is. You know what I'm saying? Because artists are so in tune with themselves. Their music is emotional. So you're managing that emotional, sensitive side of a person and making it into a business. So you have to have that type of relationship with an artist. So just trust and building that bond and relationship, I would say that's the start. And then learn the business. You know, learn the business. It's cool to have Pookie and Ray Ray manage you, but if they don't know the business, what's the point?
So what do you think the biggest pitfall of the business that independent artists fall short of?
I would say trying to blow up too fast. You know, they get a deal, they take the first one that comes, you know, or they have some unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, it's costly. This industry is costly, you know, starting out. I've seen people spend a good six figures quick just to market, and they still haven't made it yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very expensive industry. So I understand why the first deal that comes around, people will hop on it. However, though, I would hate to see someone hop on the deal too early, and then 3 years later, they complaining about it. And we've seen that. That's all year.
Repeated history. That's why I be watching Unsung. Because I be like, damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I get to Unsung, but I don't want to be on Unsung, Jesus.
Exactly.
Be on Unsung. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yeah. I mean, the lessons are out there. We see it in Unsung, TLC Story, and New Edition, all of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them have went through some stuff that we could and had some lessons that we all should learn from, you know? So
you need to take your class.
Clearly.
There you go. There so you go, because I put you up on that.
You know, can we get a little IG plug? Tell us about this class, how everybody can come through.
You know, honestly, it was a one-time thing. It was
thank you, Patrice Coakley, for coming to the show.
Take care. We appreciate you.
We love you.
It was a look. I did the work, the writers' sessions of America. I did that, and I was like, I put together that whole presentation. I was personally impressed by it. And then when I put it out there, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I said, you know what? This is too dope for me to just let this sit on my computer. Let me just, you know, give it to the masses. Let me put it out there. And that's what I did. So it was a one-time thing. There's no replay. I don't know what I'm going to do with the... I know. I got...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I didn't send out a replay, but I have it.
Stop playing. What you going to need to do is go ahead and pre-record these sessions, and put them out there.
Okay.
Somehow, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? I can help you on that end.
Okay.
The whole time. I mean, it's invaluable information that every artist needs. We just had a conversation last week about music syncs, and most independent artists are oblivious to how they can get their songs on a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
What the recipe is like. I mean, obviously, a sync song is going to be different than your album song because they're not one and the same, unfortunately.
Right, right.
And so, you know, it's like that's a lane of revenue that beats out a stream. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get a replacement of a song, then streams are going to come. Like,
exactly.
That's what it's going to be. So there are plenty of people who are enamored at this point of gaining useful information that they realize is not just simply, oh, there's somebody trying to pay me for my money, but I'm going to take away valuable information.
Right.
I mean, marketing itself is hard as hell. I mean, it's not only, it's like constant, like maintain.
It's time management.
I don't even know if it's time, like it's beyond, it's time management, it's creativity.
Yep.
Content development.
Yep.
Trying to show yourself, your self, and hope somebody likes that, what they finding that balance. So we need you. Okay. Patrice, we need you.
I got a little something out there out on Gumroad. Like if you go to my personal website, which is just my name, patricekcoakley.com, I got a couple of little online courses on there. But I think the live webinar, I like the live aspect because we can do this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We can talk. I had a chat going. They was asking questions. It was a lot of engagement versus just me recording. So I have some recorded stuff that's out there for sale, but I don't know. I may do some more live stuff. I don't know. We'll see.
Do
a little bit of both.
I get you something on Skillshare too, because a lot of people hit up Skillshare.
Yeah. Yep.
Plug it up in Skillshare. I'm definitely with it.
You know? We'll see.
But you know, it's okay if you just let us know.
Yeah. You guys will be the first I let know when I do it.
Let us test it out. You know, go out there and use the knowledge and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, we do.
For sure.
So, looking ahead, you just spoke about your artists that you're managing. What do you see is your forecast for 2021 in terms of what you probably do, accomplish, do without? That was like a double barrel question for sure.
Nah, I feel you. 2021 is a big question mark because how is this vaccine going to play out? You know what I'm saying? I've been telling folks, and then this one artist that I consult or coach, per se,
I tell him, coach.
Oh, okay.
I do a little coaching. I told him, I said, dude, I would bank on 2022 at this point. Because 2021, they still working out the kinks with everything. And we don't know how it's going to play out. If anything, I see just more of the same, but with a little bit more content, because now people are accustomed to the way of life as we have it now. And they're working through it. They're finding ways to, you know, make videos and social distance and do things. So for 2021, it's just, I think it's just going to be the more of the same. So right now, I would tell artists for 2021, just make sure you got some dope projects and release it and have a strategy behind it and make sure you have a budget to where you can actually run ads and utilize social media, because online and just this whole digital space is where it's at. Even the live shows, that costs money to throw, even though they can get on Zoom and turn it on, but you want it to look good, you know, and that costs money. You got to rent the venue. You got to make sure all the audio and the equipment is set up so that way you sound good. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to have a band? Is it going to be, you know, a track or what? You got to pay them people. So all this stuff still costs. There's this still expenses associated with it. So I would just tell artists just to have, you know, some funds up, saved up for that, and continue to do what they've been doing, but focus on the online space, because next year we don't know what it's going to look like.
I feel like, oh boy, I just want to live. God, protect me. Like, for real, that song is so relevant. That was for George Floyd. But that's for everything. This COVID. I just want to live, Jesus.
For you real.
Numbers are
skyrocketing. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, I just pray the blood of Jesus, you know, over here.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Did you feel it in Chicago? Did you feel it over there?
I feel it.
Oh, okay.
You got to get the patty shoulders. I feel it.
You better
have there you go. Right, you got to feel it. It's all the shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have one question. So
sure.
Now you're in the position of mentorship, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give us like 3 valuable lessons that your mentors throughout your career have given you.
Mentors, that the advice that they've given me.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question. keep going. That's one. You
Number
know.
One.
Keep going. Don't give up. You know, that's one. The second one I would say is, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, we kind of put you on spot right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you did. You did. I got to pull it out because I'm always mentoring. I got to think about what, you know, folks have said to me. Keep going. Blowing artists up. You know, it's all been very general. Like, I'm gonna be real. All the people that have so-called mentored me, their advice has been general. You know, it's always some motivational type stuff. You know, some, I call it a fortune cookie advice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All you really need, you know, to keep
Yeah. Going. You know, just keep going.
Keep on going. Don't stop.
Keep going. Keep pushing. And this is why when I give advice, I try to be specific, because honestly, that's cool. My mama can tell me to keep going.
Now you said, when you give advice, you want to be what now?
Specific. Like, let me give you some specific tactical advice that you can go and do, like right now. Some practical advice. Okay.
Specific.
Specific. Yeah, I try to do that because I get tired of hearing that. I'll watch, you know, different interviews and different podcasts, and they have like the baby manager and this person manager, and they be asking them some very specific questions. And they don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I gotta get you a team. Okay. Like I remember one, they asked them, what kind of tools do you use to manage your day to day? Me, I'm thinking, oh, Asana. I'm thinking online tools. Let's use Asana, Slack, you know, use Drive to store stuff. They like, oh no, just have a team. Just have a team, you know, have a good assistant. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I simply feel like almost kind of like they don't want to tell you what it really requires,
right,
for you to honestly be successful, because right, it's that mystique and that illusion that, like,
right,
all you need is a team. But it's like, listen,
what's the team gonna do once I get it? What they gonna do?
They don't even know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they don't want to tell you. And then I call them ambulance chasers. Like, for example, if you know, a song does really, really well, it's like people just kind of come
out. That's when they come. Yep.
And then you like, so they're like, oh yeah, I can do this for you. We can do this together. I believe in you. And then like, yeah, so it's only gonna cost you about $500 every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't believe in me, do you? Because the hell I'm going to pay you. Like, right, are you generating on my end?
Exactly.
Before I can afford something that costs.
Exactly.
So, you know, exactly. I definitely feel like people don't always want to give real advice.
Mm-hmm. And I hate that. And that's pretty much been my whole motto, and just my mission is, when I give advice and put out my content, I think about that. Like, what is it that people aren't really saying? You know, sometimes I look at some of the stuff out there and I'm like, oh, y'all should have said this. Cool. That's my next video. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to fill that gap, you know, and I've been putting out the content for like the last 2 years consistently, and it's been working. And it's just, I still hate that. You know, I hate seeing that type of stuff. So I try to be something different and just give good advice and stuff that, you know, people can actually use. Because me, I've never gotten that. Everything, like, to be real, everything that I know, I pretty much taught myself. Like, all the stuff, web design, graphic design, all that. Like, I didn't go to school for that. I went to school for marketing. And that's where my marketing mindset comes from.
The MBA.
Yes, I do. But
let them know, honey.
And even with that, it was all about, you know, writing papers and understanding strategy. So everything that I do, I think strategically, because that's how I was taught. But when it comes to the actual, you know, the tactical side of things and implementing some of this stuff, the design, and I taught myself. You know, no one, you know, gave me like a heads up. Oh, Patrice, this is how you do this. This is how you do that. Oh, you should do it like this. No, I'll go on YouTube and learn it and call it a day. You know, so I try to be what I didn't have. You know what I'm saying? I try to be that and save some folks some time, you know?
I feel like that's like generational wealth coming through. Breaking that curse of
got to
not being able to be resilient enough to figure it out. And I do feel like that's probably one of the biggest pitfalls that independent artists have, is like
trying to figure it out,
but then don't have the ability to figure it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't really know where to start, or they're looking at somebody else who, you know, their whole character trait of how they're presenting themselves it's been well carefully, you know, figured out.
Right.
And to the point where you just think, oh, it's just whatever. Like, I'm convinced that the DaBaby and Danny Leah, whatever name, what's his name?
Danny Lee or something. Yeah, I know
you're talking. Yeah, like, I'm convinced that was a business. It still is a business.
Oh, yeah.
There is no love relationship outside of,
oh, yeah.
Let me just, you know, finesse this so we can get our song out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the average person, like, oh, they together.
Exactly. The whole industry, I even got a video on that, call it the smoke and mirrors and music business. The whole industry is a big old fake facade. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, I think even like Jay-Z, Beyonce, the elevator, that could have been a facade. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? It's a whole bunch of stuff. I know even Brandy, she was involved in some stuff that was fake, but it got people talking. I mean, when you think about how people consume the news, even on social media, all that chatter, it's all centered around who's sleeping with who. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about the music, but it's who's sleeping with who, who's fought this person, who's beefed out with that one. You know, this is why the whole East Coast, West Coast rivalry started. You know, the beef inspired that. And that's just a generation. That's the culture that we in. They love that stuff. So they be capitalizing on it.
For real. And it be cap. That's what it be.
Big cap. Yeah, okay. Big cap.
Like, I learned that from my student. Miss Jones, they capping out here. You better cap on this damn essay. You got it right.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, we are so delighted to have you. We definitely would love to have you on again. I think what you're doing is definitely so, so necessary. And guys, if you haven't checked her out, just, you can just Google her, Slim. Yeah. Just Google her.
Yeah, you can. I am Google, bro.
Stop playing. Yes.
Yeah, just pop it in there. That's why I use my middle initial, though. There's another Patrice Coakley out there.
Dog, I'm going to the same.
She ain't like me, though. She ain't, she real low-key.
I had the same situation. Like, literally, I've never met anybody that had my same exact spelling of my name.
Right.
And last name. Okay, we got the different initial, but like whole time, no shade. If we ever meet again, I try to reach out to her. She ain't one.
Right.
Okay, whatever. But you know, like she legit carried me on Google, was what bought out the SEO because I was coming up. And yeah, that was the whole thing. I actually wanted to talk to you sidebar off the radio show about that because I was like in my feelings, like, damn, you felt that threatened to you know, do that. But then a part of me is like, well, I guess it's just a business move. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's actually she has $1 million jewelry boutique. Well, shit, I ain't got $1 million yet. But I mean, you know,
That's why. That's why she's so protective of the name.
Yeah, but I own the domain name.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, all good. But I mean, you know, those are the things that it's hard for artists to kind of, I think, go through. Like, who are you? Like, what information do you share?
Right, exactly.
Like, do you share your sexuality? Do you keep that as a mystique? Because I still think like it's a taboo.
Right.
Sure. You know, like, it's weird. Like, some women can be bi and it's okay. Or some guys, people know it and it's like, great. But then it's like, can you be a gay rapper, a male rapper? Can you do that? I'm like, nah.
Yeah. You can only go so far, unfortunately.
It's like all.
But I think it's gonna change that.
Okay, we're gonna have a little change.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, for
sure. Definitely need it now. I mean, now that everything is like pretty much out in the open, we definitely live in a society of voyeurism. So I mean, it's definitely gonna.
You're right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, we thank you for your time, your talent, and your expertise, for sure. Oh, I hear her laughing, though. It's like,
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, come on, Verizon.
Right.
We can totally hear you, for sure.
Cool.
Well, we thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This was fun. I would say this is one of the most fun interviews I've had. So, so I appreciate it. It was a good time.
Appreciate you.
No problem.
Yeah, so if you don't forget to send your artist, say your artist's name again.
Ken the Messenger.
Okay, send this message to Ken.
Yes.
Run us your single, Slim.
Yeah. So I'm going to send it to you.
That's what's up. We got you for sure.
Cool. I appreciate it.
Well, we thank you again. And y'all go follow her. It's just Patrice K. Coakley. Okay. Yep. Put the K in there. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I'll come up either way.
Hey, she got SEO.
I own both too, Patrice K. Coakley and Patrice Coakley. Okay. I own.
Oh.
So you got it. Hey.
Say you ain't gonna get past me, ho.
Not at all. Not at all, boo.
Facts. Well, thank you again.
And no problem.
We'll let you a little bit later.
All right, then.
All right.
Bye.
So there you have it, folks. That was Patrice K. Coakley giving all of that amazing advice. You can totally look her up, see everything she got going on from the Baseline Group. If you need some management, artist management. She literally is a tech savvy guru, like a little genie out here. And, you know, it's invaluable to kind of have that information.
Absolutely. When she says she does it all, like she was not playing. And everything is legit.
For real.
Party. Wake up, get my bibs. Want it freezing on my ribs. Frozen, left and right. Yeah, my snowman stopping by. By the heated, snuggling, cuddling, get you in trouble up under them covers and stop it. Don't try me, I'm really out here vibing. Tis the season to be hitting reindeer while I'm driving. Use it, blast it, turn it up, turn it up. Go get my gifts. When we get there, flip the lights on, got them ornaments popping and holidays leave. Holiday, it's a holiday party.
If that party is just solely in your house, you legit need to make sure that you are still snatched as best as possible. So in our product review, okay, so you're going to get your get snatched juice, you know what I'm saying? But bye bye belly. But then you're also going to get these bands by the Red Fox Fitness. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So they come in this right here. You can hold this one. Sure. And they come in small, medium, and large.
Oh, these are nice. I've actually been trying to get some bands for like workouts at home.
Bands make her dance.
Yeah. Bands will make you dance.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
these are nice.
Yeah. So these right here.
Right here, people. They're real dope.
I mean, this must be, like, there's heavy. This is heavy, because.
Okay, this is giant medium feeling.
I can't.
So what sizes do they come in?
It's like all size. It's one size fits all.
Okay, so it's not like one small one versus a medium versus a large, extra large, depending on, like, the weight?
You know, let me not lie to you.
Okay.
But I know they come in strength sizes.
Okay.
So this, I'm not on this level right now. Okay. But that looks like the medium. You can choose your color that you want as well. And in there's one more in there. Yeah, I think that's the small. Easier size.
Nice. Okay.
Does that stretch? How that stretches a little
bit. That stretches a little bit, but I mean they still tight.
That maybe this is the small one right there. Okay. That turquoise.
The turquoise looking one.
Yeah, because let me see. But this is probably the small one, right?
Okay.
This is the beginning strength of the stretcherization.
Okay.
And that must be the medium. And this legit is the get on my level, huh?
Yeah. The material definitely feels durable. I love how the packaging comes. So like when you're done with the band, you can easily just put it back in the pouch.
Right.
And you can always take it with you to the gym if your gym is open, or to the track.
Yeah,
or wherever,
to open,
you know,
space.
Open space.
For sure.
To definitely use these. Oh, these are nice. Those would be great stocking
stuffers
for the season. Yeah.
And also I really like about this, again, they're black owned, but they also provide you with 8 resistance band exercises for your bum, hips, and thighs.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in case you're like, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't really know, they have all of these great directions with actual illustrations to show you exactly how to do them. And I love that for sure. That's so cool. Shout out to Red Fox Fitness.
Okay.
You know, because you're going to be foxy. And, it's like that satin, you know what I'm saying?
That you put on your head. It might, right?
Yes, that honey. That's silk. that satin wrap pillowcase that you need. You know what I'm saying? To make sure your hair stay right.
Okay.
Listen, we're not even gonna talk about this jam. If y'all know of a jam product that we should try, because I'm trying to lay these edges down and they tried to play me several times, please let us know. Like, for real. Whole time, if you have any products that you would love for us to review and feature on the show, we would definitely love to do that. You can hit us up by emailing us at iagradioshow@gmail.com, mm-hmm. or you can send the packages to P.O. Box 655, Temple Hills, Maryland, 20748. Again, that is P.O. Box 655, Temple Hills, Maryland 20748. And Quaylen does obviously an amazing job, like authenticated review. Like if it ain't on point, honey.
Oh yeah. And if it ain't on point, I ain't with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a wrap.
But I do want to give a shout out to a company that is Black owned in Georgia. It is skincare, and the skincare company is called Nola Skin Essentials. Mm. On Instagram, they're Black owned, they're vegan, and their products come in biodegradable like packaging, so it's really like earth friendly. But what I currently am wearing right now is their Bright Sea Serum and their glycolic at night serum. So I mean, I do kind of feel a glow. I've only been using them for about a week, so I mean, it's kind of like cool.
Okay, well,
so yeah, shout out to y'all doing an amazing job with your packaging and your formulas. I haven't broken out yet,
so hopefully really not at all. Hopefully not at all. I mean, and it works because, you know, if you can put it on it, you said it was like
glycolic at night.
Yeah, well, night cream. Begins at 5 o'clock now, so, I mean, you're good. You can get enough. Just put it on at 5.
Yeah, and you know? Especially comes in handy now that we're wearing these masks and we're getting like acne due to like the mask. So definitely need that. So yeah, shout out to you guys. Really
shout out
it.
To you for being good at making sure that there are products for our skin, honey. Yeah. Because I have totally dealt with acne and cystic acne for a long time, honey. And them drugs they got out there would make you come out with having a deformed baby. So it would be best to have something that's vegan.
Oh, hell no. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That's why I stopped, because, you know, I was like, you know, if I ever have a child, I don't want them to be, you know, coming out kind of crazy or whatever. Okay, well, enough about that. Clearly, let's get into some other music. Because it's about our holiday Christmas
party, Kwanzaa.
Okay, yeah.
Type of vibe.
For sure. Let's hear this right here. This is by Duran Bernard, and it's called his Christmas album called Extra Stankin' Christmas.
Stankin'.
And it's Christmas time is here.
Their favorite time of the year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in.
Well, you know, we'll actually be able to see him next week, though.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we would love to tell you our biggest treat before the end of 2020 is to have Duran Bernard on our show as a guest next week. So you guys most certainly must be looking out for all the details. We go live 8:10 p.m. on Thursdays. So be sure that you are there to hear everything that's going on. I'm really excited about that, you know, because he's going to be hitting that song. Don't you get stuck in love with me. That's my joint, though.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll have to do a little top top three or top five of Duran's.
Okay. Songs that I can totally dig that. That'll be dope. Yeah. I mean, that won't be hard to do. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just what it's going to be, Slim. So, again, thank you so much for being here with us here at IAG for our winter session edition. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 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 Christmas. I'm really trying to, like, okay, so yes, y'all, thank you so much for watching us. As always, IAG baby, we are the plug. We'll see you next week.
If one more label try to stop me, it'll be another label wish they wouldn't sign me. You don't want no problems, no problems with me. You don't want no problems, no problems with me. Show up on stage in the crowd, be like, there she go. You don't want no problems, no problems with me.